now to the computer glitches, the major ones that brought both the New York Stock Exchange and United Airlines to a halt. The unrelated problems have now been fixed, but the fallout is just beginning. We have it all covered, including the security concerns being raised, beginning with NBC's Gabe Gutierrez. He is at the New York Stock Exchange. Hey, Gabe, good morning.
This morning, the New York Stock Exchange is trying to bounce back after Wall Street hit a wall.
Welcome back. While we were in commercial break, traders here at the NYSE just said, whoa.
Without warning, at 11:32 Wednesday, all trading was shut down.
Essentially, the floor has been frozen.
The floor was stunned. Frustrated traders with no access to stock prices had to manually cancel about 700,000 orders already in the system. At 12:09, the exchange tweeted, "We're experiencing a technical issue."
This was an inconvenience here at the New York Stock Exchange, but because of quick thinking, as far as I know, no clients were hurt and nobody suffered a big loss.
It came just hours after the computer system for United Airlines also froze, fueling fears of cyber attacks.
It appears, from what we know at this stage, that the malfunctions at United and the stock exchange were not the result of any nefarious actor.
So while terrorism is ruled out, the cause is still unclear. An overnight software update may have played a role. Shutdowns like this are rare, but not unheard of. In 2013, another technical glitch paralyzed the NASDAQ for 3 hours.
The Dow closed down 261 points, not just because of this glitch, but also because of financial problems in Greece and China. The night before, the hacker group Anonymous had sent out a cryptic tweet seeming to suggest that there would be problems here. But again, Homeland Security officials say there is no credible evidence to suggest that this was a cyber attack. Hoda.
Wow, but that tweet is interesting. All right, Gabe Gutierrez. Gabe, thanks so much.